Hey, Pardon My Take listeners. You can find every episode on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. When did cheap plastic disposables with 90s-style graffiti art become the norm? No offense if gaudy pastel is your style, but the Flonk Max Smart embodies a smarter way to vape. The Flonk is sleek and discreet, and the most popular flavors are available nicotine-free and in 2% and 5% strength. A flexible disposable with a smart LED screen, the Flonk churns out 10,000 dense and delicious puffs. Visit MyPod.com and use promo code STOOL for 25% off Flonk vapes.
On today's Part of My Take, we have two great interviews. We have Chris Johnson, former fastest man in the world, 4.24.40, not to brag. Titans legend, three-time Pro Bowler, awesome interview. And a couple little guest spots from Lendell White, who is also in the room. And we have Bartolo Colon with our great colleague Liz Gonzalez, interpreting.
She's interpreting us.
Interpreting. Translation is when you write it. Interpreting is when you speak it. Mm-hmm. I learned that. We have NFL Week 4 picks, fantasy fuckboys in a grab bag at the end. But before we get to all that, we got an ad. And because it is Friday, Larry's picks are going on during the ads. We are literally taping them during the ads. So, PFT, before I start the ad, who's the first game?
We got the Lions and the Cowpukes.
Oh, my.
That's what you call the Cowboys if you don't like them.
Nice. Okay, so let's get Larry set up, and we're going. Whether you're searching for a home to buy or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can find the home that's just right for you. You can favorite homes, share listings with others, and even schedule tours with a local Redfin agent all in the app. When you're ready to buy, an experienced local Redfin agent can guide you through the whole process. So download the Redfin app today to get started.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Welcome to Pardon My Take, presented by SeatGeek. Today is Friday, September 28th, and Jared Goff is on fire.
Insane.
26 for 33, 465 yards passing, 5 touchdowns. I feel so proud of our friend Jared Goff, and the Rams are officially the team to beat. Yeah. Circle them, put them on the pedestal. They are a fucking juggernaut. And they're so good that you almost forget, like, the first half, they were passing the ball all over the yard. And then the second half, they come out and run Todd Gurley, and you're like, oh, yeah, they also have the best running back in the NFL.
Yeah, they're a wagon, and they have a really good defense, too. Once they get a lead, which they always do,
yes,
they get to the quarterback pretty quickly. You know what this means, though?
What?
All signs are pointing to a Jared Goff, Blake Bortles Super Bowl right now. We're going to have to be in attendance wearing the jersey that, like, Brady Quinn's sister used to wear when Quinn played against A.J. Hawk.
I actually, this is going to sound crazy, and you can stop me if I'm sounding like I'm being narcissistic for this podcast.
No, but I think we're all thinking it.
I think that if that happened, we'd probably get some airtime on the Super Bowl, like, telecast. They would show us in the box being like, well, and there's Jared Goff and Blake Bortles' best friends.
Well, I was just saying that we would get a ring.
Oh, no. I was saying that they will go to us. Like, there will be a prop. How many times will they go to Pardon My Take during the Super Bowl? Yeah. Over or under two and a half times?
What we'd have to do is you'd have to sit with one of their families. Yeah. I'd have to sit with the other.
No, we'd have our own box. And we would have the split jerseys. All of us would be wearing the split jerseys, uh-huh. And they just keep going. Be like, these guys, they must be feeling all the pressure.
Hey, you know what? Does this make us quarterback whisperers?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay, yeah, I'll take that.
Jay Cutler's about to get signed by the 49ers. That's so right.
After Sam Bradford,
all of our guys.
I guess the standard is a standard.
Yes,
I guess
standard is a standard. The other big takeaway from this game is the Vikings defense. Ooh, yikes. Yeah, so Anthony yikes. Barr got torched. Obviously, they miss Everson Griffin. He's a game changer for them, but that is supposedly one of the best defenses in the NFL, and they got absolutely torched up and down the field.
And I thought they were going to be good. When I saw them come out on the field, Mike Zimmer was looking like an old sunburned librarian.
Both eyes were working.
Yeah, both eyes were working. He was like red, which means that he's just been like living on the practice field the entire week, not going in. He's been like an outdoor dog.
Yeah.
Just chained up to the goalpost, even when they're not practicing. He had the glasses down on the bridge of his nose, looking like a librarian that he's been, you know, he's been screaming all week, so now it's quiet time.
Yep.
I thought that they would do a little bit better, but I guess that just speaks to how good the Rams offense is.
Yeah, and you forgot to unlearn everything you learned last week.
I did. Well, no, because I bet on the Vikings and it pushed.
Okay.
So I didn't learn anything at all last week.
Yeah,
is what, so
Hugh Jackson of betting. So we have a week four that, I'm going to say it, not the best matchups. Doesn't really matter because it's still the NFL.
Yeah.
But
only like two or three games that sing.
Well, when you have two of, you know, the Rams are the best team in the NFL, the Vikings are, you would want to watch them in a game because they have, you know, some star power. They were a playoff team last year. When you have both those teams play on a Thursday night, it kind of takes away a little from Sunday. And you have Patrick Mahomes playing on Monday night, so it steals a little from Sunday. But that's okay because it's still the NFL. Still going to enjoy the hell out of it. Before we get to our naming our three games, we're going to, like we did last week, with Are We Sure They're Good game, the Loser Leaves Town game, and the Game of the Week. You want to talk quick just around the league, Baker?
Well, are we
out in Oakland?
Are we going to get back to addressing the Stanford Oregon game?
Yeah, we can.
Okay, we can bring that back.
Yeah, we can definitely bring that
back.
No.
I mean, we can go around the league real quick. I mean, a really important game, I think, is going to be Baker and the Raiders, right?
Yeah.
So if the Raiders go to 0-4, they're fucked.
Well, I think they're already fucked.
They're just fucked.
I'm already saying they're fucked.
I want. A reporter every single week to ask John Gruden, hey, John, how do you think you can improve your pass rush? I want to hear him just like put his foot in his mouth.
Yes.
A little, like, just a little bit more every week until he's up to his knee.
Listen, I'm telling you, he is doing
this. I'm going Heather Brooke on his leg.
To basically shield his entire team of sucking by being like, hey, remember that time I traded one of the best defensive players in the league? Speaking of Khalil Mack, the Bucks and the Bears, I have dubbed this an elimination game. So the loser will not make the playoffs. The winner will, unless the Bears lose. Then
I think they're both going to miss the playoffs, but that's okay.
Oh, wrong.
Okay.
Very wrong. You want to make that bet right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's put it in
100
stone.
Bucks.
Chisel it.
I get the Bucks and the Bears.
$100, you get the Bucks and the Bears.
Okay, great.
$100, I get the $100.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, listen. I feel hot on my takes right now. Do you want to talk about Baker Mayfield starting?
Well, Fitzmagic's going to run out.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Mitch, he's still football young. He's got another year to grow.
Young. He's very football young.
He doesn't know that offense just yet.
Yeah. We also have the Eagles and Titans, which was probably the runner-up for the Are We Sure They're Good game.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think the Eagles are good, but they've looked a little weird.
Offensively, I don't think they're good.
Yeah, they've looked a little weird. Well, they have a ton of guys out.
They have a ton of guys out, and they've got, Carson Wentz playing on one leg.
Right.
I don't think he's ready to come back yet. It's the old Robert Griffin, all in for week one. I'm going to try to come back a lot faster than I should.
Yep. And then the Titans, Coach Vrabel. The Titans are the team all year that they're going to just get into fist fights during the games. They're the Bernard Hopkins team.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, okay, that's not really great boxing, but he keeps winning. I feel like that's what they're going to do. They're going to keep winning games ugly, real ugly.
What about Miami, New England? That to me is a do you have any pride, Bill Belichick game.
Well, let's do it. So let's get into our games because we have that circled as one of our games. That's actually the Are We Sure They're Good game.
Yeah.
So the Dolphins and the Patriots, this is the Are We Sure They're Good game because the Dolphins, I actually do think the winner of this game is going to officially be good, and the loser is going to be like, that's a big problem.
Yeah.
Hank and
what's
Liam
going
are
on?
Dabbing
are,
right now.
You guys are just,
they're dabbing.
Monkey business over there?
Yeah, they're dabbing.
Carter 5 just came out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, Carter 5 just came out. Well, breaking news.
Don't make me turn this car around.
You want
guys.
Us to stop the podcast?
No, keep going. Sorry.
Okay. All right.
I feel like we're taking our kids on a road trip.
Forget
to
it.
Their grandparents' house, and they're just.
Yeah. The Dolphins
messing around back there. You guys screw around a lot in the back.
They're
seat.
Talking their own like pig Latin language, and we can't understand it. So the Dolphins and the Patriots, really not that important now that you say the Carter 5 is out.
Uh-huh.
Fuck.
This is going to be shit pumping.
Yeah.
I think the Patriots are going to dominate.
Okay.
Until proven otherwise, the Dolphins aren't a real NFL team.
Well, until they win this game.
If they win
the Are We Sure They're Good game, they are then good.
Then I take them seriously.
That is how you do it.
Yeah.
All right. The Loser Leaves Town game, Detroit versus Dallas, both teams 1-2. Stop.
I would
me
like to leave both those towns.
Stop me if you heard this before, PFT. Sean Lee's not going to play.
Oh, no shit, really?
Hamstring.
Hamstring issue? Yeah. He's got a leg injury?
The craziest thing about Sean Lee...
They are a different team when he plays.
Completely.
But it's like 3 games a year.
Right. No, more than that.
They should throw a parade before every game Sean Lee does play.
Their defense is vastly different when Sean Lee is out, and he's always out. Mm-hmm. But the big question on this game is, can Dak Prescott throw for over 200 yards for the first time in 5 games?
Yes, I think that he can.
Okay, and Matt Patricia, remember he lost the locker room week 1.
Yeah, he lost.
Sources were saying
he found it.
He got
a few tips. He's hot on the trail of his locker room.
Yes.
They're going to be red herrings. So he has not found his locker room yet. It's a classic letdown game. They had a big emotional Monday night going to play a road game, and the Cowboys kind of have their backs against a wall. And they tend to play better when they know that Jerry Jones is up there in the booth with like an AR-15 with a scope trained on him. So, I like the Cowboys in this one.
Both these teams suck, probably.
And they're both boring. Their helmets are boring. That stupid gray.
I like the Honolulu blue.
I'm not talking about uniforms. Yeah. I'm talking helmets.
Yeah. But the Lions, if you had to ask yourself which of these two teams are more likely to make a run and be decent this year, I would say the Lions.
Yeah.
I actually think the Cowboys are, it's over.
The only thing the Cowboys have going for them is the NFC East is kind of basura.
Yeah. We're going to put the dun chain on Cowboys on Monday if they lose this game.
Or maybe the entire NFC East.
Well,
I don't think anybody's making the playoffs out of that crap division.
I don't know. It's a scrappy. They're going to
old school NFC East football.
It's going to be scrappy.
That's my favorite thing is once you get into like November and the Redskins and Eagles are playing like 13 to 16 games, and you're like, man, these teams beat the crap out of each other. It's just bad football.
No, it's bad football, but that's what I love. And then the game of the week, the Ravens and the Steelers, Sunday Night Football. I'm so excited for Big Ben getting sacked like 4 or 5 times, faking a couple injuries. Terrell Suggs doing whatever he does.
His weird teeth.
This game will come down to like 3 points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
It will be great.
Throughout the record books, they don't like each other very much. No love lost.
No, they do not. That's John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin on the opposite sidelines. Yeah. They're ready to go.
And this game is one that's always better at night. I never, for the rest of my life, want to see a Ravens-Steelers game played in broad daylight.
I also don't want to see it played this early. I want to see it cold. I want it so the helmets, when they go off each other, like they crack because it's so cold. That's what a real Ravens-Steelers game is.
I want the breath to be visible coming through the face mask.
Yes.
I want them to take their helmets off and have their heads steaming on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. That's what I think of when I think of
this coats.
Game.
Joe Flacco gets in his oversized coat.
Yeah,
he loses himself.
He looks
in
like
there.
Marge Simpson at the candy convention.
When do you think Lamar Jackson is going to play?
Well, he has been playing Big Cat.
But when do you think he's going to play?
Did you see Joe Flacco like intentionally threw a pass high to him to try to get him injured?
Yeah, probably. He sent him over the middle.
Yeah.
All right, we should do our picks. Well, actually, before we do that, should we quickly talk about Penn State versus Ohio State and Ohio State's nice PR move where they had a silence the noise tweet with their all-white uniforms?
Yep.
Very, very nice tweet there. Very self-aware.
For that game, especially. Remains, if you see something, be silent.
Yeah. Delete your text, game.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you change all the settings on your phone and then say that you've never changed a setting on your phone, game.
Instead of cheering during the game and screaming, you just report that you're happy to your superior, and then that's all you have to do.
Just escalated it appropriately.
I escalated through the appropriate channels.
Yes.
I texted my friend and told him I was excited.
There's nothing more I can do. As the most powerful man on this campus, there's nothing more I can do.
I feel like we should address James Harrison's comments real quick to jump back to the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
James Harrison, I think, did he go on the air in Boston, in New England?
I think
that's what he is. I think he's a Patriot. I think when James Harrison goes into the Hall of Fame, he's going to be wearing a Patriot jacket.
So what did he say?
Patriot helmet. He said that if he were in Le'Veon Bell's position, he would just fake an injury. So he'd report to practice and then fake an injury every single week.
Yes.
But then you get physicians involved. You have to take physicals, and you can be like, no, you're clearly not faking. The idea I had for Le'Veon Bell is he should just fake diarrhea.
Mm,
you can't prove that you're not having diarrhea.
Here's the question. Can't he just fake an injury like Big Ben fakes an injury every week? But
Big Ben goes out and plays.
Right. But the staff, the Pittsburgh medical staff, probably doesn't really know what's real and what's fake anymore because they've been, having to diagnose Big Ben.
Yeah.
Like a kid saying, I have a flu. It's like, no, you just don't want to go to school today.
Yeah. No, that you're right. They don't have a good control over what an injured
so
human
he could
body
probably
looks
probably
like.
Do it. Also, he could just go and get concussed.
That's true.
And then just...
Well, that would probably be the easiest thing to do is just fake like fake screwing up your concussion test.
Right. Right.
Like count backwards from seven, and he'd just like count backwards from like two every time.
Not a bad idea, James Harrison. Yeah. Although you kind of blew up his spot by just saying it out loud.
Just fake diarrhea, dude. Nobody ever questions.
I don't think that can keep you out of the game.
It's the best excuse of all time.
Yeah, I don't think I can keep
if you're just in the stall.
Yeah. So should we do our picks?
Yeah, let's get to
it. Let's do our picks, and we'll do Fantasy Fuckboys, and we'll get to the interviews. Hank, do you have your one pick?
Yeah, I do.
Hey, guys.
Wait, no, we're going to do it at the end.
Yeah. Hey, who's winning? Who's leading the pack?
I thought we were doing this as a team.
We are.
PFT is just because he's got a hot start. He's reminded, like, every other day, he's like, hey, what's the record? What's the record?
What's funny is that I've done it one time previous to this.
I've heard you do it, like, four times.
But it's been repeating in Big Cat's head because he's so rattled of how hot I got.
No, we were supposed to do it as a team, and you're...
Okay, no, we're doing it as a team.
PFT, always thinking about himself first. Lone Wolf, PFT.
We're doing it as a team.
Did your Nathan Peterman shirt come in?
Yeah, I got yours.
I don't know where mine is.
Wow.
But I ordered you one, so.
Thank
you. Because I'm a team player.
I appreciate
unlike you.
That.
All right, you want to go with your picks?
Yeah, I'll go first, since my picks are hitting at a higher rate. So, my over, I'm going to take New England and Miami.
Okay.
48. I think New England's defense is pretty bad. Miami's offense is okay. And New England will be able to score touchdowns at home. My under, I'm going with Jacksonville and the Jets. It's 38.5. It's
Ooh,
a low under.
That's real low.
It's a real low under.
Real low.
But Sam Darnold is like a new puppy that gets a little bit frightened in different strange environments. And the Jacksonville defense is pretty good. I think they're going to run the ball a lot, too.
You know what you have to be worried about there? Is the Sam Darnold just throwing the ball in the middle of the field, pick sixes.
I do.
I feel like that's going to happen a couple times.
It could. But I still like 38.5. I'm taking the under. My favorite, I'm taking Green Bay over Buffalo at 9.5. So that's a lot of points by a team that just lost playing against a team that just won big.
I think that line's 10, by the way.
I saw it at 9.5.
Oh, you got it. It's a 9 now? It was a 10.5.
Okay, so I'll take 9.
Okay, there you go.
Are we not allowed to do the same pick? Or different?
You have to have a different pick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we have to have 9 different picks.
Because otherwise you could just use all my picks and you'd do really well.
Mm-hmm.
That wouldn't be fair.
Yeah. How much money are you winning PFT off these?
Well, I bet a lot of other games in addition to games.
So got it.
I was up last week, though, which is nice.
Got it.
Congrats.
Thank you. Thanks, Hank. That means
a lot. Good job.
Thanks, Big Cat.
Yeah.
Green Bay, Buffalo. This is one of those things where it's going to be an overcorrection. So people are like, oh, Buffalo's not as bad as we thought that they were. I think they might be worse than we thought that they were.
Mm.
And they lost Marshall Newhouse, too. So that's a big factor there. My
Huge.
Underdog is, that's my favorite. My underdog is going to be Detroit.
Mm.
You know what? Scratch that. I don't like Detroit anymore. I like Dallas. I had a last-minute change of heart.
Wait, but that's your second favorite then.
Huh?
Oh, so who's your underdog?
So, wait. So Detroit is the favorite in that – or nope. Is the underdog?
Yeah. Yes.
Game. So I'm not taking that.
Correct.
Yeah, so I'm not going to take Dallas.
You should go back to the Jets game for top 10 coach Todd Bowles.
I am going to take San Francisco.
San Francisco's a – okay, all right. That was my pick as well, but
yeah,
okay.
San Francisco.
You went first.
10.5.
Yep. That's a good pick.
Against the Chargers, thanks.
C.J. Beathard.
There's no tape out there on him.
Yep.
So.
Well, there is. He played a lot of games, but
no. There's no tape from this year.
I do think it's an overreaction.
Yeah,
they always
do
that with a guy getting hurt.
Yes. So that's kind of my line of thought on that.
So I like that pick a lot. I'll do the Texans instead. Texans plus 1.5 is my underdog. Saints, Giants under. Bears minus 3 and the Bengals over. A.J. Green's playing.
What's the under in Saints, Giants?
50.5. Giants,
Giants
have like
are
a million
score.
Unders,
yeah,
right?
Giants
and I don't think
score.
The Saints. Drew Brees different away.
But the Saints defense is pretty bad.
Yeah, but Drew Brees not in a dome.
They played every single down against the Falcons like it was the last play against the Vikings.
The thing is, when you bet the Saints over under, you know, bet on them, bet against them. If they're away, all you just got to say is Drew Brees different away from home.
Yep.
When he's not in a dome, he's just different.
Home,
you just say that, and then just people are like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Mm-hmm. You just don't even do stats.
He likes the home cooking.
Yeah. All right, Hank, what's your pick?
My pick's going to be the Seahawks minus 3.
Oh, okay.
Who are they playing? Oh, the Cardinals.
Yeah. Josh Rosen's going to throw like 4 picks.
Well, I actually like Josh.
Exposed as a fraud.
I'll tell you what. I actually thought Josh Rosen, he's good. Josh Rosen's good. I don't think I actually was way more scared of him last week than Sam Bradford.
Yeah,
that's not saying much.
No,
but
it's not.
It is saying that the Cardinals could be.
You were scared of the potential of him, but
no
you haven't
I
really
think
seen
some throws.
Him in action.
I think
after this week he'll be exposed.
Josh Rosen was my
no longer be
favorite, second favorite Josh coming out of the draft.
But he has a problem with authority.
True,
and he doesn't love football.
True.
He's more concerned about being an activist.
I don't know. I just feel like the Seahawks, like last week was their Super Bowl. Now they're just going to chill out.
Yeah, so I really like that.
PFT put the dunk chain on him,
I did.
Too. Remember that.
That was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, actually, this
no,
is
but
two
the
dunk
chain stays on
this
you.
Is two dunk chains.
Is it?
The dunk chain versus dunk chain.
I thought the dunk chain went to the Texans.
No, you add up the dunk chains. Like, so there's multiple teams with dunk chains.
Yes, right? Yeah. Right now, I think it's just the Seahawks and the Texans that have the dunk chain.
I thought
chain.
We did the Cardinals and the Bills.
No, the Cardinals are on my watch list.
Got it.
I think we declared them buried. I've so many lists out there.
Oh man,
Hank, I like that pick. I'm just scared because I like it so much. I want to go out and bet.
That's bad.
My entire bankroll.
That's
on that
bad.
Game. So that's kind of a big blinking light. For
that's
me.
Very. That always scares you when you're like, holy shit. There's no way this bet.
That's got to be a mistake.
And it will be at the 425. You know, games, and you're like, all right, four. Okay, I'm gonna go on a little rant here. I did it on Sunday. Roger Goodell, listen, the roughing the passer, the ridiculous penalties that you know, suspensions and everything, not letting players smoke weed, ruining training camp, all these things I can deal with. Sneaking this game in at 4:05 and then all the other games at 4:25, you need to fix this fucking problem because it's the game that gets lost every single week. You just forget it starts. You miss. I have missed every single 4:05 kickoff ever.
It starts in the witching hour.
It starts right in the witching hour, and you're waiting for your other bets to hopefully cash, and you're just sitting there, and then you just forget to bet it. Roger Goodell, listen to me right now. You listen good. You fucking fix this because I'm sick of the 4:05 game.
And here's the problem. Even when you do see the kickoff, it's always just like a quick pan in on red zone. And I spend my time yelling at red zone to get back to the other game.
You're like, shit, wait,
when
this
that
game's
on.
Going?
And so it makes me hate that game.
And the Browns and Raiders are at 4:05? I need to set, someone needs to set an alert for me on. Everyone tweet me at 4 o'clock on Sunday.
Like, don't
please.
Forget. Yeah.
Just be like, don't forget Browns, Raiders. Seahawks Cardinals 4:05.
What do you think Baker's going to do?
I think Baker's going to be really good.
Yeah.
Although,
he's never played on a baseball field
can
before.
Can I tell you? Yeah, I was going to say, can I tell you something that's getting me a little nervous about it is the baseball field because I'm just like envisioning Baker dirt all over his uniform cuz he got sacked a few times.
Yeah.
Well, actually no. Oakland doesn't have any pass rushers.
Remember that story of him at Oklahoma playing that intramural team softball?
No.
Stud.
Who could forget?
It was like the year.
What?
It was the year he transferred. He like joined a softball team and like absolutely dominated.
An intramural softball team he dominated.
Yeah.
What year was
okay,
this?
Okay, well then, yeah, Baker is right at home on a baseball field.
Well,
everybody
knows. Whoa, hold on. Was it a baseball diamond or a softball diamond?
Softball, but it's dirt.
It was
dirt. But it's different measurements.
True.
So
we need, you know,
he
what
might
we need.
Not be ready for
we
it.
Need somebody to go out there before the game. Hugh Jackson, if you're listening, bring a tape measure and make sure that the field is the same
like
length,
like Hoosiers, yeah,
like it is in Cleveland, and that'll clear everything up.
Yes.
Also, like the field,
and also will make sure that you have something to do so you can't fuck up the game plan right before the game.
Yeah,
starts.
During the game, I want you double checking your measurements. Let somebody else take care of all the play calling, all the time responsibilities. Like Sean McVay. Sean McVay's got his own guy, who's totally responsible. For clock management.
It's brilliant.
It is a really, really smart thing to have.
Yeah. Everyone, Andy Reid, the fact that Andy Reid doesn't have that guy after this many years in the NFL, he probably does, but he probably just doesn't listen to him.
Yeah.
It's so stupid that all the coaches don't do this. Sean McVay, he's fucking good, man.
Andy Reid probably looks at time like a newfangled sabermetric.
How many years do you think Sean McVay is going to coach for the Rams?
A long time.
Do you think he's going to be the Cowboys coach?
No,
at any point?
No. What's going to happen?
That would suck.
What's going to happen? He's going to fall in love with Los Angeles, and he's going to be like,
true.
I'm the pretty boy coach with a perfectly sculpted beard, and so I'm a movie star. So I'm going to stay out here.
True.
You
true.
Get him in one episode of Entourage, which is off the air, but it's probably coming back.
Yeah, Ballers for sure.
Yeah, Ballers, which is NFL Entourage.
Yes.
He gets on an episode of Ballers, and he's going to just stay in LA for the rest of his life.
Yes. All right. Should we do it? Fantasy Fuck Boys time.
Let's kick it.
All right. PFT, you start.
Hey, what's up? This is Bobby Bootin' Rally. I pregame like you party, brah. I'm starting this week. I'm starting poking on Facebook, okay? I'm bringing it back, baby. You're my buddy. I'm going to poke you. Say what's up. What does it mean? I don't know. Am I thinking about dry humping you after a full Red Bulls and vodka at the gravel pit? Or am I just being frisky with my social networking? That's for me to know and for you to find out. This week, I'm sitting Cletus, the NFL robot. He's pulling a dirty double duty doggy. showing up on NFL Network, then taking a cross-country trip, playing on Fox NFL Sunday, dude. That robot's going to be sleepy,
How
buddy.
How could you, Cletus? How could you?
Two-timing son of a bitch cyborg. My sleeper is Mike Vrabel. His starting QB doesn't have feeling in his arm. Fellas, where I'm from, we call that the stranger. You gotta be pulling my third leg with that. Vrabel's doing wind sprints before the game. That's my QB1, baby.
Ooh, Marcus Mariota. Hawaii, bro.
Aloha. All right. Is that the hello or the goodbye version?
Who's up next?
I'll go. It's me, your favorite fantasy fuckboy, Pontavious Spyro. My stardom is rough
whoa,
and rowdy.
Whoa. Are you a Greek?
I'm both. Roman and Greek.
This guy can never cross the street. He can never be made.
He's a friend of a friend.
My stardom is rough and rowdy. Everyone's favorite brawl series. Who doesn't like to watch hillbillies fight each other? 3 minutes fight. Raccoon Boy. Ryan Young. Everyone's coming back next Friday. Lexington, Kentucky.
That's right. The original rough and rowdy took place on the island of Cyprus.
Ooh, love it.
My sit-em is Jared Goff. He already played this week, so if he's on your team, he can't get you any more points. Put him on the bench.
Oh, man, I don't know.
Pretty
Marone.
Sure. I don't want to discount him putting up points on Sunday, too. I've been burned before.
And my sleeper is the Carter V, because that's what I'm going to sleep listening to tonight.
Oh, I heard it just dropped.
It did.
Oh, fuck. All right.
That stuff is going to make your ears nut.
I'll finish up. Hello, I'm Big Tony Tagliatelle, but my friends call me Frankie.
Frankie Tone.
I'm going to start Vess. Yup. You got that little nip in the air. You feel your nipples get a little hard. That means fall is here. Put on that Vess, boys, because you're looking a little chunky. Put that Vess on. All the ladies going to say, ooh, baby.
Personality season.
Personality season back. All right, I'm sitting. Pumpkin spice lattes. Fuck that shit. That basic bitch shit. I don't want that fuck. I just want to drink a black coffee, have the runs, then drink another black coffee, have the runs again. Fuck pumpkin spice lattes.
That's right. It's like a Putin rally for your behind.
My sleeper, Jay Cutler. I'm hearing reports. I know some people who know some people who know some people who might also know some people. And what they've been telling me is they got a brother who's got an uncle who knows his cousin who's friends with a guy from grammar school who heard Jay Cutler is going to be back for the San Francisco 49ers. Now, I've never been to San Francisco. It's not really my cup of tea, you know what I'm saying? But I think Jay Cutler's going to be great in the San Francisco 49ers.
Chris Cavallari, she's a good family.
Yeah, good.
Great big family.
Great family.
Great family. You ever have a penne?
Great Orange County. OC, maybe my favorite, The Hills, my favorite show ever.
She'll cook you up some seafood scampi like you read about.
Frank Sinatra and The Hills are my two favorite things.
Big Sunday dinner.
Yeah, all right. Okay, that was Fantasy Fuckboys. Good luck with your fantasy football season. Yeah. What's your team's record?
Nobody cares.
Yeah.
I'm 3-0
for all the people that
all the people that mocked me and made fun of my team drafted.
Wait, you mean the team that me and PFT drafted for?
Yeah. The team that I told you to draft Patrick Mahomes
and
on.
You did
and
it.
Yeah, and I'm 3-0, motherfucker.
Okay. Mm. Well, you'd be 3-0-er if you had taken Mahomes.
Look
you'd
at
be
us.
I noticed how convenient it is you said your record without saying what place you were in your league because you probably haven't scored enough points to be in first place.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
You just got exposed.
Read like a book.
Yeah, you are the team that everyone's looking at like, this guy's going to suck by the end of the year.
Man, it's dangerous. We should wipe up in here because I just spilled the tea all over Hank's ass.
Yeah, you definitely have played the lowest scores every week.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah, you have.
Yeah, you're the Miami Dolphins of fantasy football.
All right. Strength of schedule is bad. You would make my BCS
saw bowl. Right through you like a Ziploc bag.
Okay, let's get to our ads and our interviews. Okay, before we get to Chris Johnson and Bartolo Colon, we have another word from our sponsors and another pick from Larry. What game are we doing, PFT?
This is the Falcons and the
Speaking
Bengals.
Of the mic, please, Billy.
The Falcons and the Bengals, the killer bees, the birds and the tigers.
Ooh, okay, so yeah, we're the dummies who have a fish tank literally sitting like next to all of our podcast equipment. It's getting wet. It's getting wild. But Larry's doing it. It's the Falcons and the Bengals.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Okay, here he is, Chris Johnson, Bartolo Colon, coming right after him. All right, we now welcome on three-time Pro Bowler, Chris Johnson, once the fastest man on earth. That might have been Usain Bolt, but I'm going to say you're the fastest man on earth. He is here. He's promoting his clothing line. What's up with the clothing line? Are you wearing your clothing line right now?
Nah, not right now. Not right now.
You got to wear it.
Can I get some?
Yeah.
We ain't on with a camera.
Okay.
You
know, camera? Yeah, no, yeah, camera. There's cameras everywhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's called Wealthy War Intentions.
Okay.
You know, the crazy thing about it is I think the first time releasing it probably was like 6-7 years ago, but got better with it. I just feel like the first time I released it, it wasn't as good as it is now.
Oh, so it's a re-release.
A re-release,
got it.
New
like
and improved.
So
what kind of stuff are you selling?
Shirts, pants, hats.
I
wear all of those.
Yeah.
That's such
a question. You got to wear it.
All right, so we got to start with this question, though. Are you retired?
Yes.
Fully?
Yeah.
Someone calls you up.
What if Belichick called you up tomorrow and said, hey, $10 million?
Nah.
No? What's your 40 time right now?
4:24.
No, come on. What would you run if you had to run right now?
I don't have to run now.
So. Okay,
that's a very good point.
That's a great answer.
Why would you ever run if you didn't absolutely have to?
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is a tough question. I'm just going to let you know right off the bat. I'm going to take a big swing. Did you ever drink paint with Bruce Arians?
Paint?
Yeah.
No.
No? You know he used to drink paint, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I've heard that he doesn't really like his players taking water breaks during practice. Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't we don't warm up or stretch before practice starts, so you got to get out there early and do it on your own.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I like
it. It eats into time. My high school coach used to say the same thing. We had a number of soft tissue injuries.
So you had Bruce Arians as a coach, you had Rex Ryan, you had Jeff Fisher.
Yes.
Who's your favorite of those three?
Fish.
Yeah?
Yeah, Jeff Fisher.
He's my favorite, personally.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of a personal one-man Jeff Fisher PR team.
Yeah.
So do you think that he will get another job in the NFL?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he will.
Yeah.
I know he will. I talked to him 2 years ago. A year ago. And he said this when he left L.A.
Yeah,
he said that he was going to take a year off and then he'll probably get back into coaching. So probably next year.
Why do you think he gets a bad rap? You know, it kind of changed. You know, he had the Super Bowl year where they went to the Super Bowl. They lost, obviously, in dramatic fashion. He was a pretty consistent coach for a very long time. But everyone goes after him because, he did kind of finish 500 a lot of times. Do you think that the narrative is a little wrong on Jeff Fisher?
Yeah, I think it's a little wrong. You know, everybody, they want Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. So it's Super Bowl or bust or whatever. But I just think Fish, he has his own way of coaching. He do things his way. And a lot of people don't like that. So that's probably why he get a bad rep.
What do he smell like?
What he smell
like?
Yeah. Oh, shit, I don't know.
Did you get you ever Jeez. Look at those like long shirts that he would wear and wonder how come he didn't trip over them? Those like, you know, the ones that went down to his knees.
Nah, that was his swag.
That was his swag. Yeah. I feel like you were like a little bit too good for Jeff Fisher in that like you were liable to break off a long touchdown run at any given moment, and he's like, hey, we got to control the clock here. Maybe if you wouldn't score all the time, that'd be great. Give our defense a blow.
That's a good problem to have.
It's a good problem to have, but I feel like he likes to control that clock, and anything that's like outside of his control is a bit of an issue. We had a former teammate of yours, Vince Young, on the show not too long ago, and he told us about what his strategy was for winning football games. I don't know if you know this, but his strategy was like in the first half, kind of just dick around. And
chill
then,
out.
Yeah, in the second half, he said, go the fuck off.
Yeah, go the fuck off.
Did you know that that's what he was doing the whole time?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
Lindell probably knows.
He should have probably let everyone know that beforehand. Like, hey.
Yeah, he should.
Yeah, Lindell White is here as well. Talking to the mic there.
y'all say Fisher or
no
Vince Young.
VY was like hanging around for the first and then go off the set.
Yeah, go the fuck off.
Oh yeah, I never knew that.
Probably should have told you guys that.
I wish I'd have known.
Yeah, that would have been nice to know. Yeah. So we mentioned obviously you're 40. You're 4'2", 4'40". The fastest time, it's been broken by who? John Ross?
Yeah.
So it was the fastest time for a very long time. How much did that like change your life in terms of you were a second, third round pick, then you run that 40, then the skyrocket? Yeah. Like, did you know instantly, like, oof, that 40 was so fast, this is gonna change everything?
Yeah, I left. I went home.
Yeah?
That's it?
Yeah. Oh, you just did the 40.
Huh?
Did you have any other exercises scheduled? Like, were you going to do the broad jump? Were you going to do the vertical?
I was going to do everything.
Uh-huh.
But after the 40, I just went home.
Yeah, no need, right?
Yeah, no need. Yeah, no need.
And then were you just getting phone calls right away like, hey, this guy is...
Yeah, because actually when I went to the combine back then, they didn't allow phones on the field. But everybody still put the phones in their book bags, hid them in the book bags. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you go run your 40, then you go lay down on the ground and you looking at the phone to see what your time is.
Right.
Because mm-hmm. when you actually at the combine, they don't tell you your actual time until like probably like an hour later.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So, you know, looking at the phone, then I found out what I ran.
Did you do any interviews with teams at the combine?
Yeah. Yeah, I did interviews at the combine. I had 13 visits. At the combine, you go to the different rooms with all the teams and stuff mm-hmm. like that. Yeah, so I had 13 visits at the combine.
What was the weirdest question you got asked?
The weirdest question.
How are you so fast? Ooh. Teach me to be fast.
I wouldn't say a weird question, but yeah, somebody asked me what I was going to run at the combine, and I said I'm gonna run a 4.25, and they laughed at me. And I actually ran faster.
Than you did.
I love it.
Are you a little upset that they weren't doing that thing where they're gonna like give you an island if you run in the 4.2s?
Yeah. I wish that would happen when I was running.
You wait, John Ross got an island.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, he didn't wear the shoes.
He didn't wear the shoes.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
I was part of that promotion because I was with Adidas, so it was either $1 million or you get your own island. Or whatever. And the crazy thing about it is you didn't actually have to sign with Adidas. You only had to wear the shoe.
Wow.
Okay.
So if you wore the shoe, then you would have won it.
What an idiot. He should have done it. Should have done
it.
That's
dumb. That's dumb.
Yeah.
When did you realize you were fast?
Probably middle school. Mm-hmm. Yeah, middle school when I started. My first year running actual track was seventh grade.
Okay. Uh-huh. Follow-up question. How cool is it being fast?
Real cool.
Yeah.
Home run hitter.
Yeah. It's just like.
You ever just go to the gym and stun on people on, like, you put the treadmill up to 20 miles an hour and just like, hey, check this out, guys. I would do that. That's the difference between me and you. I like to stun a little bit.
You obviously would be the home run hitter. I think I read that you had the only player in history to have a 30-yard, 60-yard, 90-yard touchdown in one game. Is that right?
I think it's 50.
Oh, 60, 50, 60, and 90. Yeah. So when you're running a 90-yard touchdown, like, do you just know, would you know that there's no chance anyone is even coming close to me?
Yeah.
Did anyone ever catch you that you regret when you look back?
Never.
Not one person.
I
feel like that's
check
a lie. I feel like someone caught you at one point.
Chris Conti took a really good angle on you one time.
Never happened.
No, that would absolutely never happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would you like to thank me for drafting you on my fantasy football team numerous years?
Yeah, I definitely would.
How much of an inspiration was that before games? You get fans just like screaming at you, hey, you're on my fantasy team.
Yeah, it's crazy because actually with fantasy football, it's got a good side and it got a downside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to be the number one pick or whatever, but it's certain games you don't do well, you know, they on your Twitter feed and this and that. And then also, you know, we can actually win the game. And, you know, it's certain things that I'm not sure how it all lays out, how you get the points and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you don't score a touchdown or this and that, and we still win the game or whatever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. They still
you could
upset.
Have like 200 yards and no touchdowns. They're like, come on, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
You didn't score. I was tired. I had to come out of the game.
Yeah. So Le'Veon Bell, he's holding out now. You had a holdout where you said famously you wanted to be paid like a playmaker. Where do you think this Le'Veon Bell thing's going to end up? Because the offensive line basically came out and bashed him.
Yeah, well, basically, for you to have a credited season, you have to play six games. So basically what he going to – because I went through the same situation.
Right.
And was willing to do what Le'Veon is doing now. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you hold out, then the season start, then you hold out all the way up until week 11.
Mm-hmm.
So you miss the first 10 games, come back, play the last six, and then you get a credited season.
When you were holding out, were you talking to your teammates? Were they mad at you?
No, not really. I talked to a couple guys, but they understood.
Yeah.
And they probably wasn't mad because the season hadn't started yet.
Right.
Like the Le'Veon situation. But, they knew the situation.
Do you think Le'Veon's going to regret this in the long term? I mean, it probably will pay off, but he also is dealing with, like we said, the offensive lineman, which you never really see coming out and being like, we don't want him here.
Well, the crazy thing about it is I think Le'Veon is turning, 27?
Yeah, 26 or 27, yeah.
Yeah, so it's a crazy situation because the type of money that he want, he at the backs, he about to be 30.
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard for him to get that money. And, you know, that's why he's sitting out and trying to get it from the Steelers.
Right.
But how it's looking now is like he's not going to get it there. So he end up probably going to have to go to free agency.
Right.
He'll get a deal, but he's not going to get nothing that, like, what he was going to get 2 years ago that he was trying to get
right.
from them. Because he got 3 years until he's 30. I think he turned 27, and next year he turned 28.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, once we – running back position, once you get – close to 30, you know, they start looking younger.
Right.
Yeah. You only really get one bite of that big apple, too, if you're running back for like a big free agent contract. Mm-hmm. If you had to go back and do it all over again, would you still want to play running back all the way through college in the NFL, or would you look, man, hey, maybe I could extend my career if I'm a slot guy or something like that?
Yeah, I definitely would have played receiver.
Yeah.
Get two contracts.
Yeah.
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. And the running back position, I mean, do you think that it is eventually, not extinct, but it feels like teams are basically, they'll draft a guy maybe in the third or fourth round, use him for a couple of years in like the running back by committee. Do you think that you would have been able to survive still in this NFL, like if you were a rookie right now?
If I was a rookie?
Yeah, like do you think, it's clearly not the feature back NFL anymore.
Yeah, you got a couple guys, though. You still you got a couple guys like Gurley.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, got a couple guys, but
Saquon.
Chris Carson.
Yeah.
That's my new guy.
Yeah, you got a couple guys, and then the way the league is set up now, how are they not letting them play tackle football? Really?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can last longer.
So are you? Do you land on the NFL getting soft, or do you think it's good that they're trying to protect players?
It's definitely getting soft.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like that. Let's put that down. That's a little song clip for
it's
you.
It's you and Clay Matthews. Says.
And you loved going for contact. That's the thing is, like, you were both fast and like to get hit, too.
Yeah, I like contact. I run in the middle, outside, all that. So
Yeah. Did you like running people over? What would you like more, running by someone or running over someone?
I would say I like running over them better because I did it only a couple times.
Yeah.
I usually just run past people or whatever. So,
was there anybody in the NFL that, like, a linebacker, a safety, or what have you, that you would see on the schedule and be like, "That guy's my bitch. I know that I have real estate in this dude's head. I'm going to put up 150 yards on him."
Nah, it wasn't. It wasn't like that. It was more of defenses, certain defenses.
Mm-hmm. Who'd you like to play?
Houston.
Yeah. Yeah, they were pretty soft for a while.
Get those stats up. Uh-huh. Get those stats up.
Yeah, Houston.
All right.
I read that you raised a cheetah one time.
Yeah.
You lost the cheetah?
Yeah.
Explain that. I thought you were fast.
Well, how it go is, how they did it, it was at Busch Gardens, and they put a big, big wall up in between us. Whatever, right? So, I think it was a total of an 80-yard run.
Mm-hmm.
You go run down 40, touch, and come back.
Okay.
So I go. I was beating him the whole time until the end. He barely beat me at the end because I couldn't see him, though.
Oh, so you took your foot off the gas.
Yeah.
Oh.
You started high-stepping before you crossed the end zone. Okay.
Yeah, something like that.
Damn.
Uh-huh.
You had it. You had it for a second there. All right, SeatGeek question. Put in promo code TAKE. You get $10 off your SeatGeek purchase if you want to go to a football game. We're talking to Chris Johnson, 3-time Pro Bowler, once fastest man on earth. Fuck you, Usain Bolt. Because, you can't. It doesn't count if it's track.
If you're not wearing pads,
then
it's not really
a
sport.
That's not a sport. Right. That's not a sport. All right. My SeatGeek question is, Who was the guy that – who was the one defender that was hard to juke or run by? Like the one guy that you had the most respect for?
I'd say DaQuell Jackson.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And you knew, like, coming in, like, okay, this guy is – you know, we got to make sure that he's going to be different than all the other defenders.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Was he the hardest guy that, like, you ever got tackled? Who laid the wood on you the best?
Him.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah.
What about Charlie Whitehurst? You ever play with him?
Nah, never.
Backup quarterback? No?
Nah, I wasn't there. I was gone already when he came.
Okay. Yeah. Who are your quarterbacks? Vince Young?
Vince Young, Kerry Collins, Jake Locker.
Oh, Jake Locker. That didn't work out so hot. Yeah.
I played with Geno Smith.
Oh.
Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Okay. You know he's got 7 kids?
I just found it out the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you believe in Fitzmagic?
Yeah.
You do? Talk to us about Fitzmagic real quick, because it's a hot topic.
Yeah, he's doing a good job right now. We just got to see if he's going to be able to do it for the whole season.
Yeah, there's good Ryan, there's bad Ryan.
Yeah, does he have something, though, in like the huddle that people are drawn to?
He's just a cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. Well, yeah, we got to see if he's going to be able to. If you're going to be at the last the whole season, it's really interesting to see what Tampa is going to do when Jameis comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, I got one last question. Who's your favorite player to watch today?
Today? I like Julio Jones.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah.
Be nice if they threw the ball to him occasionally in the red zone.
Yeah.
What about favorite running back?
Favorite running back? My favorite running back always been Barry Sanders.
Okay.
Yeah.
He could still probably put on the pads and get 100 yards.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he probably can.
Yeah. I got one last question for Lindell, do you ever think about the Rose Bowl and how they should have run you more? And you would have won if they had run you more?
Man, definitely. It's crazy. I was just in Texas with Vince for the for an event, and they asked me the same stuff. But I definitely feel if we would have ran the ball more, the game would have been over.
What about when Reggie did the fumble? What'd you say to him on the sideline? Like, dude, nothing. What the fuck are you thinking?
Nah, I couldn't even say that, bro. How we grow up playing football, I'm sure Chris can attest to this. Like, we're known for the pitch.
Yeah.
We trying to pitch. We're trying to make a play. So I know if I was in the game, ready. I would have caught it and scored. So I'm happy he did it. I mean, it didn't work out for us. But if we could rewind it and do it all over again, I'd pitch it again.
I like that.
I thought of one last good question about Vince Young and your time on the Titans. Who ate the most Cheesecake Factory?
Ooh.
Between the three of you.
Did Vince take you to Cheesecake ever?
Yeah, we hung out there. I think VY probably had more cheesecake than anybody. That was his spot.
Would you guys ever like, hey, come on, man, do we have to go to Cheesecake again?
Well, you know, that's the quarterback, so you try to make him happy, man. Right. Whatever he said, you just go with him.
He's probably picking up the tab, too. So
You know what I'm saying?
If you're going to buy me the shrimp, I'm going to eat the shrimp.
I like that.
Eat the cake, Anim.
I like that. All right, guys, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Check out the clothing line. Is there a website we can tell people to go to?
Right now, they just go on Instagram.
Okay.
Wealthy War Intentions on Instagram, and the website will be up in a few months.
Okay.
All right, check it out.
Awesome. All right, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
All right, that was Chris Johnson and a little bit of Lindale White sprinkled in there. As we're doing this ad read, we are going to be picking the Ravens and the Steelers. Hey, Big Cat.
Yeah.
You can throw out the record books when these two teams get together.
Just to recap, PFT, what are our picks so far?
So far, we've got the Cowpukes and we've got the Bengals.
Okay, let's remember that because we have goldfish brains.
Yes, we absolutely do. Okay, well, while Big Cat's helping Larry out to make his pick,
here I go.
I want to talk to you guys about Common Bond. It's a great place to refinance your student loan. PMT listeners will receive a $300 cash bonus when they refinance their student loans with Common Bond. You can trade in your old expensive loans for a new smarter one based off your current income, payment history, and education as opposed to who you were when you were 17 or 18 years old. This process means you'll get a lower interest rate, which means that you can either save a bunch of money or pay off your loans faster. The average person saves $24,000.
He's got the Steelers.
He took the Steelers, okay. Or $323 a month if you want to break it down that way. We've had people save $100,000 with us before. That's Common Bond. We've had people save 8 years of payments without increasing their monthly. I thought that was a typo. You can save 8 years of payments without increasing your monthly payments. That's the best one they've given out. No fees. What you see is what you get. No fees, no hidden costs, and nothing but savings from day one. No prepayment penalties. And the industry best protection. You can pause or reduce your payments for up to 24 months, called forbearance over the life of your loan. Award-winning customer service. This matters because you're doing something that impacts you for 5 to 20 years, and your loan matters. Your refinance loan will fund the cost of a child's education in a developing country. How cool is that? That sounds pretty awesome to me.
Almost as cool as picking the Steelers.
Almost as cool. Next up, we've got Bartolo Colon. Grande sexy.
Okay, we now welcome on a very famous pitcher, accomplished pitcher, been in MLB for over, I think, 20 years, 20 plus years. Insane. It is Bartolo Colon, a legend of the game. We also have our friend and colleague, Liz Gonzalez.
Gonzalez.
Who is going to help us with the Spanish translation. Liz, go.
I've never done this before. Yeah. Bienvenido, Bartolo Colon.
Gracias, gracias.
Ellos no saben, bueno.
Say the whole thing. Say the whole thing.
Quiere que diga todo lo que están diciendo, pero no están diciendo nada importante. Así es que seguimos.
Okay, first question for me. Bartolo, how do you stay in such great shape?
Bartolo, ¿cómo es posible que estás en tan buena condición físicamente?
No, ¿cómo te puedo decir? Tú sabes que estoy gordito, como dices. Pero eso siempre ha sido toda mi carrera, porque después que llegué a los Estados Unidos, comencé a coger mucha libra.
I don't know what to tell you. It's just always the way I've been. I'm a little what you would say fat.
No.
But it's always been that way since
it's
I stepped into
fat. What is fat? Guapo?
Gordo. He said gordito, so it's like a term of affection.
I love gorditas. Yeah.
Well, not gorditas, but gordito, yes. Yeah.
Your nickname is Big Sexy. Did you give yourself that nickname, or was it a girlfriend or wife or a radio announcer?
Te llaman Sexy, Grande Sexy. ¿Quién te dio ese nombre? ¿Fue novia? ¿Fue alguien en la televisión? ¿Quién te lo dio?
No, ese me lo dio Noah Syndicate, el piche de que está con los Mets.
Thor.
Que va a hacer una camiseta y puso ese nombre y de ahí por acá... La gente se quedaron conmigo con el BCS y si a la fanaticada le gusta mucha gente, a mí me gusta.
Noah Syndergaard, ever heard of him?
Yeah.
Was going to make a t-shirt with his name, Big Sexy, on there. And so he asked permission, and since then it caught on and everybody seemed to love it. So he stuck with it. It makes people smile.
Kevin made the shirts.
¿Sabes quién hizo esa blusa?
No.
Viene siendo Kevin, que trabaja con nosotros.
Ah, no, pues está buena. Entonces.
Que es súper fanático.
Bartolo, do you have a t-shirt?
¿Tienes camiseta?
Sí, tengo una ahí todavía de los Mets.
Okay. Yeah, he still has one from the Mets.
So, 21 years in Major League Baseball, who is your favorite teammate of all time?
21 años jugando en baseball. ¿Quién es tu favorito persona? Jugador.
Mi favorito jugador en aquellos tiempos cuando jugaban juntos, Manny Ramírez.
Manny. We love Manny. Hell yeah. Great answer.
What is the strangest thing that Manny's ever done in a clubhouse around you?
¿Qué es la cosa más curiosa que ha hecho Manny en frente de ti?
No, es que en aquel tiempo él hacía muchas cosas buenas, como dice, que era quitarle cualquier licra o media a cualquier pelotero y si ya se la ponía. Y si le iba bien esa noche con eso, siempre se la seguía cogiendo.
He would find and take random hose or hair ties, and he would put those on. And if that went well, then he would be grateful that day.
Oh, I like that. I
have special hair ties.
I like
too.
That. Mm-hmm. Like I said, 21 years in the league. How many more years do you think that you can actually pitch in Major League Baseball?
Ya tienes 21 años haciendo esto. ¿Cuántos años más tienes adentro de ti ser lanzador?
No, ya lo que quiero ya jugar, si me dan la oportunidad todavía el año que viene, ya de ahí me iré de la pelota porque me siento bien, bien agradecido por todo lo que yo he hecho en toda mi carrera.
If we make it to next year, I'd like to get one more year in, and I just want to say that I'm very thankful for everything I've done in my career and all the opportunities I've been given.
That's
love
great.
It. Love it.
Tom Brady has said recently that he wants to play until he's 45 years old. What advice would you give Tom Brady on how he can achieve sustained success until that age?
Tom Brady ha dicho que quiere jugar fútbol americano hasta los 45 años. ¿Qué consejos le das a él para seguir?
Nada, que lo más importante, si él trabaja bien fuerte como él lo ha hecho hasta ahora y le gusta siempre el fútbol, jugar hasta los 45 años, él lo va a lograr.
He says nothing. He says if he keeps doing what he's doing and he's playing with the passion and the love that he has, he's going to do it.
Okay, nice. Sorry, I have two more questions. The second and last one I have
dos
is...
Dos preguntas más.
You didn't need to say that part, Liz.
You know, she did.
I'm trying to be helpful.
How many times has he watched the replay of his home run and remember that time he hit a home run? It was awesome.
¿Cuántas veces has mirado tu cuando pegaste la pelota grande, la carrera que hiciste? ¿Y qué piensas de eso?
No, es que para mí significó mucho ese home run. Y todavía anoche, cuando me acuesto todo día y lo veo a diario, porque todavía para mí eso es un sueño.
He says that that he watches it all the time because to him that home run meant a lot. He said, actually, last night I was watching it.
Love it. I love it. Ask me. Te amo.
Yeah, te amo. Well,
that
también.
Is that I love it?
That's well, I love you're you. Saying I love you.
Te amo, Bartolo.
Follow-up question. Did he get steroid tested after his home run?
Después de esa pegada grande, I don't know how to say steroids. ¿Entiendes steroids?
Drogas performance.
Drogas para performar. ¿Sí o no?
Dile que no me hicieron pruebas anoche después de home run.
They did not when he tested him after that home run.
Yeah, because okay. They knew that was all man.
Yeah.
Porque no lo hicieron porque ellos sabían que tú eras puro hombre.
Okay, last question for me. Have you ever touched Adrian Beltre's head?
¿Has en tu vida tocado la cabeza de Adrian Beltre?
No, nunca, pero siempre me hace la pregunta que por qué a él no le gusta que le toquen la cabeza, pero cada vez que da un jonrón siempre me gusta ver a Andrew y Odoy o todo lo que le toca la cabeza porque eso para él bien funny, como dice, bien contento después.
He says no, he's never done it, but he's always wondering, there's so many people that are always asking and wanting to touch his head, he's just never partaken in it.
Yeah, you got to be careful. It's
¿por qué?
Dangerous.
Porque
es peligroso.
Peligroso to PFT. Touch la cabeza.
Peligroso.
¿Por qué? No sé.
Mm-hmm. ¿No sabes por qué es peligroso tocar su cabeza?
No sé porque no le gusta, no sé.
Suerte malo.
He just knows that he doesn't like it.
Ask him what his favorite sports town that he's ever played in was.
¿En cuál es la favorita ciudad en que has jugado?
Mi favorita jugada en la que he jugado. Es que a mí me ha gustado todita, pero si vamos a eso, la que más me gustó de todita, Montreal.
He says, well, he was like, if you're going to make me do this, he was like, I liked every place I played in, but if you're going to make me do this, smart. Then I'm going to go with Montreal.
That was smart because it's your favorite doesn't exist anymore. Very smart.
Habla francés. Well, first of all, can I ask him if I can use the usted to him? Or if I don't, do I have to use usted?
¿Quieres saber si preferirás que él usara usted contigo? La forma de usted.
Como él quiera, no hay problema conmigo.
No. He says, no, however you want to do it.
Okay, we're amigos.
There's no problem.
Habla francés. France.
Does he speak French?
Francés.
He speaks French. Habla francés.
Se me hace difícil hablar un poco el inglés.
He says it's difficult enough for me to try to speak English, and now you're trying to get me on another language.
Oh, I thought that was French. That he just shit. Okay,
it's an excuse.
All right, that's I got all my questions. I know what.
Yo tengo una pregunta.
Gracias.
Yeah, ask him to tell us about his favorite ribs recipe.
Oh yes,
because they're here to do some promotion.
Yes.
¿Cuál es tu favorita receta para los ribs?
No, la es que esa la receta la hace el cuñado mío y entonces después de ir allá nosotros la cocinamos.
Oh, his father-in-law has the recipe, so he can't give you that secret, but they do it together.
Okay. Does he have any recommendations for what brand of charcoal one should use if they're cooking ribs?
¿Tienes recomendación en qué pueden usar para crear fuego para hacer los ribs?
There it is. Kingsford
charcoal.
He's got the shirt. Kingsford ribs.
Okay.
That's awesome.
Yo tengo una pregunta para usted.
I'm
going to interject here with the question. Te llamas,
can you say that to us in English first so that we don't...
Well, we're
I'm worried that you're going to be doing some things here that I...
She's going to tell us.
La pregunta es,
steal our guest.
Con el nombre Big Sexy, ¿cuál de esos dos muchachos tú crees es más sexy?
You have to say it for the people.
Este o este.
Oh, Liz just asked who's more sexy.
Con la cachucha o sin la cachucha.
sin la cachucha.
Oh.
What do you say?
So it's official, according to Big Sexy, Big Cat,
are
the bigger of the
Gracias,
two.
Gracias, Bartolo. Gracias. No, you like the mustachio.
It's fake news.
Hell yes. How you say hell?
Malo news.
How
Infierno.
Hell? Infierno, sí. Hell yes. Hell yes. All right, well, gracias.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias, Bartolo.
No, de nada.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Adios, mi amigo.
Hey, it's PFT here talking about Peloton. Starting is everything when it comes to fitness. Peloton encourages you to get moving by doing what you can. Peloton helps you start no matter what level you're at. That's why they have instructors who motivate you from day one with thousands of classes from all levels to get you started. I love my Peloton. I'm back on the Buns of Anarchy. I've been back on the bike if you want to join Buns of Anarchy. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply.
Okay, let's get to some segments. Just to recap, we have Larry picked the
Bengals.
Fuck, we can't remember.
He picked the Bengals, the Cowboys, the Steelers.
Steelers, and the Broncos.
And the Broncos. And,
if
you want to know what Larry's fifth pick is, you have to tune into the Barstool Sports Advisors at 10 a.m.
Yes.
You can watch it on TVG. Where else can you find a big
cat? WPIX in New York.
WPIX in New York. WPH.
Love Network.
IX
University
in Philly.
Something like that.
WFIX?
I think it's five
Philly
letters. Yeah, Philly. Was
Fix.
It, yeah, WFIX.
You can find it on
Philly.
The Fix.
It's just on a station in Philly. And then TVG.
CW of Philly.
FanDuel app. You can watch on Barstool Sports at 11:30 after it's the rerun.
11 a.m.
So yeah, watch it and hashtag be advised.
Yeah,
hashtag be advised.
And Larry makes a great pick this week.
Larry's 3-0.
He is hot
on
the
picks, and you can still buy Larry shirts for another like week. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get in, if you want to invest in our completely legal and not a Ponzi scheme, goldfish scheme that we're mm-hmm. doing. You can do it.
He's, ironically for a fish, this is very above board.
Yes, exactly. It's all out there.
And Larry's, humor.
By the way, Larry is a healthy, masculine fish.
He is. Well, I don't.
He's a beautiful fish.
I wouldn't say that
The most beautiful fish I've ever seen.
I wouldn't say masculine. I just say he's sleek.
No, he's masculine.
He's like a.
He's got big old balls.
When I look at him, I envision a marble running down the hood of a Tesla.
Mm-hmm. I imagine a mover coming and grabbing my piano and then cucking.
And then my wife watching him and be like, wow, that
whoa,
mover
shit,
is really good.
Look at this.
A lot of people might be very confused what we're doing
that's
right now.
That's Rick Riley
call. Extended Rick Riley call.
Okay, let's get to some segments. First up, we have a PR 101 for Darren Revell. You know Revell, king of all nerds, also king of all brands. There was a lot of news yesterday. There was a Supreme Court hearing. There was a very serious...
a woman gave testimony about how she
was
sexually assaulted.
Yes, so Christine Blasey Ford gave testimony in front of all the senators. And Darren Revell, she was drinking out of a bottle, some Coca-Cola. Darren Revell thought this was a great time to let everyone know how much that branding did for Coca-Cola. He tweeted, $3.14 million. Value that Coca-Cola garnered from Christine Blasey Ford's testimony Jesus. While drinking Coke on TV broadcast today. CNN, Fox Business, Fox News, MSNBC, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox. So just sum it up again. It is a woman giving testimony about a sexual assault while drinking a Coca-Cola, and Revell's brain went to, how much did that do for Coca-Cola's brand?
I think this was the most Revell thing ever.
The
close runner-up would be when the Chilean miners were being released.
Yep.
And one of them was wearing Oakley sunglasses.
Yes.
When he walked out, and then Revell said how much branding that was worth.
Yes.
How much the airtime was worth for that. This was pretty bad by Revell.
And
his explanation was like peak Revell. He said he defaulted. What did he say?
He said, given my scope. That's ridiculous on its own. Given my scope.
That just means like. Given my brain,
the
way my brain works is
I defaulted to a sponsor impact point of view on this tweet. I in no way sought to diminish the sensitivity surrounding today's hearings.
I defaulted to a sponsor impact point of view. That sounds like I got unplugged.
Yes.
And so when I replugged myself, it defaulted to the manufacturer's settings.
It really is a robot's response.
Yes.
He says, given my scope, I, as a robot, was not able to detect human emotion in this situation and defaulted to just talking about brands.
Listen, it wasn't my fault. That's just how I do things.
Yes, that's how we've been doing shit. I actually think Revell is at the point now where he can do this and no one – like, this used to cause a stir,
mm-hmm.
but Revell is so Revell, and he is so – it's almost – everyone expects it
mm-hmm.
that he can get away with anything at this point.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was almost satirical.
Right.
When I read it.
Yes.
Like, is this a fake Darren
Revell? Yeah, it was like a parody account.
Because if it was, that would be a very good tweet for a
right.
fake Darren Revell account to tweet out, to make fun of him. But no, this is 100% real. So
100% real.
So what do you have for him for PR? How can he fix this?
I mean, he kind of... What do you got?
He should like play both sides and say how much free branding cocaine got during Kavanaugh's testimony.
Mm.
That guy was amped up.
Or light or beer.
Yeah, beer.
He said beer a lot.
He fully endorses and will continue to endorse having beers with the fellas.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Ravel can just tweet a picture of his kids. Yeah. That's really kind of his thing. Like, I'm just going to Instagram my kids so that people can be like, oh, he's not just a robot. He feels emotion from time to time.
He did Instagram a picture of his legs.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's training for a half marathon.
He's running the Chicago Marathon. I don't know if you know this, but he's running the Chicago Marathon. He's been telling us about it every single day for the last 4 months.
If you want to see those sweet gams on Darren Ravel, go to his Instagram story.
Damn it. I mean, listen.
I really can't make fun of him for doing that because half of my Instagram stories are just pictures that show my calves.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's kind of my brand, Darren. Yeah. Step off.
You're so vain. Your Instagram account is about your calves.
It's thirst trapping. Yes.
Oh, yeah. You're Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, we have a Sabermetrics. This is for Jacob DeGrom. So bad season for the Mets. But we have to at least mention this because it's actually incredible reading all the Jacob DeGrom stats. So he finished the season with a 1.7 ERA. 217 innings pitched, 269 strikeouts. Okay?
Okay.
Ridiculous. Here are some of the stats, though, that are like can blow your mind. Aaron Nola, the Phillies pitcher, who is second in the NL in ERA, if he threw 90 consecutive scoreless innings, he still wouldn't have a better ERA than Jacob DeGrom.
That is pretty insane. Yeah.
If Max Scherzer pitched 110 scoreless innings, he would have an ERA 0.01 better than Jacob DeGrom.
Well, let's talk wins and losses, though.
So here we go. He had 32 starts. He ended up, I think he ended the season. What did he end the season, Hank? 9-9?
That's not good. Okay.
Yeah, well, then he doesn't get my vote. He stinks. So he ended the season 9-9. But if he had, he allowed 0 runs in 8 starts, 1 run in 10 starts, 2 runs in 5 starts, 3 runs in 8 starts, he never allowed more than 4 runs in any start.
I really want Francesa to just step on the mic and
tell
me the exact number for every single story.
2-1.
Just reading
one,
like binary code.
0. All right, so here's the crazy stat, though. If the Mets had scored 4 runs in each of Jacob DeGrom's starts, he would have been 30-0. 4 runs. That's all he needed to do. 4 runs.
Okay.
If they had scored 3, he would be 25-1.
Well, Big Cat, correct me if I'm wrong, but pitchers also bat in the National League, right?
True. Could have helped himself.
That's also on his shoulders.
He could have helped himself.
Max Scherzer is a great hitting pitcher. He doesn't need to rely on Bryce Harper to do good.
If they had scored just 2 runs in all of his starts, he would have been 20-6.
Okay.
He finished 9-9.
A pitcher
That's insane.
A pitcher is a leader out there.
That is insane.
So you have to take put some of that on his shoulders. If he gave his teammates more confidence, then they would hit better.
That's a season that, like, what a waste.
Or maybe.
What a waste. What an unreal season.
It is an unreal season. Here is a half-serious take that I'm baking in my head, and I'm not sure if there's any legitimacy to it whatsoever, but that's not going to stop me from saying it. Do you think there's an element, knowing that Jacob DeGrom's going out on the mound that day, that makes players like take 5% off their preparation, 6% off, you know, what they do the night before? Because they're like, oh, we got Jacob going out there. He's going to light it up.
I mean, I definitely think there's something to be said about having your ace on the mound and knowing that you – like, there's definitely something to be said when you have your fifth starter out there and you know, like, okay, we got to score 8 runs to win this game. But the Mets just suck.
So, in other words, you shouldn't have any good pitchers.
Right.
Because
it'll
affect your hitting.
Or just the Mets just suck.
Yeah.
So
it's probably that one.
He was the second pitcher since the ERA became official in 1913 with a sub-2 ERA, 250 strikeouts, and fewer than 50 walks in a season.
Okay, Max Scherzer should still get the Cy Young Award.
Insane season. So we had to give a little shout-out to Jacob DeGrom because those are statistic porns. Tim Kirschen still is coming.
10-9.
He's still coming. He's 10-9. He finished 10-9. Wow.
He finished 10-9.
So it was actually a pretty good season, over .500. We also, sticking on baseball for a second, we have a thoughts and prayers to CC Sabathia. So CC Sabathia has an innings clause in his contract, and if he reaches it, he gets an extra $500,000. He played the Tampa Bay Rays in the afternoon on Thursday. He was 7 innings away. He went 6 innings, was pitching scoreless, but they got into a little bean off, and he had to protect his teammates. He threw at the Rays, and the ump kicked him out in the 6th inning. And credit to CC Sabathia, I think he said, like, suck my dick as he walked off to the Tampa Bay Rays.
He called him a bitch.
He called him a bitch.
That's what you
this
get.
This for you bitches.
Pendejo.
Yeah. So all-time teammate move.
Yeah, it's great. Did he know that he was 1 inning away?
Oh, he had to have known.
You think so?
Yes, absolutely.
I was surprised because when he was walking off the mound, you didn't see the reaction in his face like, oh, shit, I just have one more inning. It was just like he was caught up in the moment. So I wasn't sure if he knew going into it and he got surprised later or if he was like just that pissed off.
I feel like that's something your accountant just lets you know of and keeps track of.
Tap you on the shoulder.
Yeah.
Hey, your agent should give you a call before that game. See if you're going to get thrown out in the eighth.
And the Yankees should definitely let him pitch one more inning.
Yeah,
or
they
just
should
give it to him.
Bring him in off the mound.
Yeah. That is the way, though. That's the best teammate move basically ever. And all his teammates should love him for having it back. Actually, all his teammates should pay him.
Let's do a GoFundMe for CC Sabathia.
Yes, that's
a good
call.
Let's get $500,000.
CC Sabathia was robbed.
Have all the fans pay out money for him.
Yeah. All right, before we get to our grab bag, we have a spin zone for Tristan Thompson. All-time quote from Tristan Thompson. I still can't believe he said this, but actually, he didn't lie. He said, "We're still four-time Eastern Conference champions, so until you take us down from that, teams ain't got much to say. Boston, Philly, they ain't got much to say. Boston had home court game 7 and lost. Philly, you guys almost got swept. Toronto, we know that story."
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, spot the lie.
Tristan Thompson.
They are defending champions.
In team sports, you can't be like, this one guy won it all for him. But LeBron James came as close to having that happen as possible last year.
Yeah.
Like, he won it all for them.
But guess what? They got the crown.
They did. They're going to the conference champs.
When that banner goes up, LeBron's not going to be there.
Yeah. You think they're going to have a target on their back all season?
Oh, yeah.
As Eastern Conference champs?
Well, that's the only reason that I might be doubting them is because they're going to get every team's best game.
Yeah. Well, here's another spin zone that the Cavs are unveiling this year. Tyronn Lue said, "It's not about wins and losses. Mm-hmm. It's about wins and lessons."
Did he really say
that? Yes, he said that.
Is RG3 their head coach now?
That's translation. We're going to lose a shitload of games this year.
Yeah.
But we're not going to lose any.
Hey, guys.
We're actually just going to gain a lot of lessons.
It's not about the wins. It's about the friends you make along the way. So by the end of the season, we're all going to be best buddies.
That's such a great, be like, hey, listen, we what was your final record, Tyronn Lue? Well, we went 20-62 lessons.
Is JR still on the team this year?
Yes.
That's
going
to be amazing.
Oh, it's going to be.
He's
going to
be drinking Hennessy during the game.
Shout out Sam Decker, friend of the program. I hope he goes off this year. I hope he becomes the new LeBron of Cleveland.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't, that team's probably going to suck.
Yeah, put him on the side of the Michaels Craft building. Yeah.
But he's going to learn lessons, so that works. Lessons are important.
They're actually, like, they can never take those away from you.
Right.
You can always have a banner taken away, like Rick Pitino.
Mm-hmm.
So
your ring, you could get bankrupt and have to sell it on eBay.
Yeah, or Vladimir Putin might steal it.
Yep.
So these things are temporary. What really matters is the memories that you make.
Yes.
And what you learn.
And the lessons, Tyronn.
Definitely
Lue
the lessons.
All right, let's do our grab bag. But wait, before we do that, break in case of emergency, Jimmy Butler trade. He just got traded to
the Clippers.
The Suns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm going to throw that out there.
Really?
Suns.
I thought he was going to the Clippers.
No, I think
at the last minute, the Suns came in and threw in an extra pick.
Well, yeah, I feel like the Suns are like, okay, maybe we'll do the... Every team, you just got to think about where he could go, and it's just got to be a new big three.
Yeah,
so
well,
it's Devin Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Jimmy Butler.
Well, here's the deal. Like, every team in the NBA, besides a very, very select few, really has no chance to win the championship.
Yeah.
So they're all in a battle just to stay relevant.
Right.
And so this would be a stay relevant move.
So good job, Suns.
Don't forget about us.
Yeah, you got Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
That's our break in case of emergency Jimmy Butler trade. We're just basically, at this point, we're living in fear in between episodes because everyone's waiting for
Jimmy
Butler.
I'd be worried for Jimmy Butler going from Minnesota to Arizona because that's like a big climate change. He'll have some post-nasal drip going, some allergies. He'll be all over the place.
It's dry heat.
It is a dry heat, but still like the temperature change that's not fit for man or beast.
Yeah. Did you see the rumor that he didn't show up to media day? Instead, he went to just like a 24-hour fitness and played pickup hoops.
Yeah, good.
It'd be hilarious to just walk in one day and have Jimmy Butler be like, yeah, I'm here to dunk on everyone.
I would turn and walk right up.
I would do that all day if I was a professional athlete. Yeah. I would just spend all day just dunking on people, random people.
It would be amazing.
It would be incredible.
Not even if I was a professional. If I could just dunk,
yeah,
I would just go to gyms a lot more.
I said the other day when we had a – I can't remember what the context was. It was like, what would you do if you were rich? And I decided if I were rich, I would just build a sports complex at my house and just hire people – to come and let me dominate them in sports.
And to pretend that they were bad?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, no, they...
That's what Justin Bieber does.
No, you can't pretend...
You want to be Justin Bieber.
No, you can't pretend they're bad. Well, I'm not talking about hockey. I'm just talking about real sports.
No, he have you ever seen his mixtape playing basketball?
Yeah, that's true. And when he does skateboarding. Yeah, he's got... oh, shit, you ollied, bro.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of chumps around him, like falling down while he does
Tony Hawk.
Yeah, he, like, dribbles the ball off his foot. Oh, damn, Bieber. You almost had me on that one.
Cross me up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, that's fine. I do want to be Justin Bieber. That's fine.
That actually sounds awesome. Yeah. Do you remember when we were in L.A. and we were on that basketball court outside of the hotel that we were in?
Mm-hmm.
And we may have indulged in some legal activities
in
California. Yep. Legalize it. As Sunny Digital says, weed is not a drug.
Not a drug.
We may have indulged, and then we played some hoops. And we thought that we were badass because we were like getting close to dunking. I think I dunked a tennis ball out there.
Yeah.
And then... We were like, oh, shit, this rim is like 9.5 feet tall.
It was so high, we didn't realize this rim's not 10
9
feet tall.
Yeah. It's 9.5.
Yeah, it was 9.
It was basically 10 feet.
It was 9. And I almost dunked. Yeah. You were close.
No, I dunked a tennis ball.
Yeah, you were close. It was 9. It was like 8.
It was like 9.5.
It was actually a mini hoop.
Yeah.
It was a mini hoop on the back of a door.
No, it was Nerf. It was one of those pool basketball hoops in the pool next to
it. Yeah, it was one of those hoops you had as a kid where your dirty laundry, so you get your parents were like, hey,
yeah,
put your dirty laundry in the hamper.
And it was a sock.
By making it a hoop.
Yeah, it was a sock, yeah. And I was really high.
It was cock level.
I thought it was outside.
Yeah. All right, Hank, grab bag. Let's do it.
This one's from personal, explain it to Hank, but I'm not sure if we've done this already, but 3D printers.
Oh, that's actually a good one. Mm-hmm. I don't know how, because you can make a gun, right?
Yeah, I think that's probably what you should do if you have a 3D printer.
Yeah, make a gun.
That's the first thing.
It's plastic, right?
Yeah, it's plastic, different types of polymers. I don't know what a polymer is, but it sounds right.
Yeah, that does sound right.
So imagine how expensive fucking replacing a cartridge on a 3D printer must be.
Imagine having
a Best Buy.
Who has printers? Actually, I was thinking about this. I kind of want to get back in the printing out articles and reading them game.
Yeah, especially because if you do have a printer in your house, the only time you ever use it is if you're like changing apartments and you need to sign a new lease.
Right, exactly.
Or like you have to bring something in for your job. Yeah. Yeah.
Tax, by the way, like 15 days.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
October 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Not for me.
What? You already did yours?
Yeah, I did them last year.
No. Hank wasn't joking when he said that.
Holy shit. You're right, Hank. Sorry for laughing. You're right. You did them last year.
I do them twice a year.
You said last year.
Last year.
I did them last March.
Okay,
that's this year.
So it's still
like.
Have you
still
did you do them in 2018?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so you did them this year.
I know you're saying you did them like 18 months ago, so you're Gooch.
No, that's the year we don't talk about.
We don't say that name.
If Jared Goff is this good and sucked with Jeff Fisher, does that mean that
Steve McNair
is actually the greatest quarterback of all time?
No, it took a year for Coach Fisher's lessons to sink in because they were so complicated.
Also, Jared Goff was football young, and as we learned with Mitch Trubisky, football young is a dangerous disease.
That's right. Have you ever seen a kung fu movie where the guy has to like snatch the pebble out of the guy's hand? That was Jeff Fisher.
Yep.
And guess what? You're not able to do that on day one or week one or week 16 or any time in the offseason. It takes a while. Okay?
You know what he really did? Jeff Fisher taught Jared Goff a lot of lessons. Mm-hmm. Not losses, lessons.
Jimbo, I tried to do a 10-hour road trip with my friends in my car without making any pit stops on the way. We had one designated driver and the rest of us wore diapers and drank. I had to pee first. Adult diapers are only made for small leaks, not full bladders. And now my whole car reeks of urine and a highway full of people saw me jump out on the shoulder in an adult diaper.
That's just dudes.
Yeah.
Just guys being dudes.
Yeah.
This actually,
I don't know why you would like.
There's an invention that we had called Guypers, which was for guys to just wear while they're watching sporting events so they can just piss themselves.
Just piss in a bottle.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Yeah, the diaper thing seems like it was a bit excessive. You know what happened? You guys got cute with it.
Yeah. I enjoy pissing in bottles in a car.
Mm-hmm. Same.
It's like you spill a little. It's kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
How many times
your friend looks at your dick and you're like, oh, dude, you looked at my dick, and then everyone's like, oh.
Okay, listen, I'm going to give you guys immunity here. How much piss do you think you've spilled in my car?
Or in different various cars we've driven in with you?
My car first, then all the cars.
In your car, probably just like, I don't know, like a beer's worth? A
couple ounces.
12 ounces.
Okay, 12 ounces. I can deal with that. What about you, Hank?
Not that much in your car. Vinny.
A lot. Vinny's. Oh, there's piss.
The problem is you get a real smooth suspension in your car.
I just got so much fucking stress thinking about like the fact that I still own Vinny and I don't really know what's going on. It's just sitting in Yonkers.
You know what I think?
We tried to pick it up that one time.
Fuck. I don't know. What do you do? Can I just declare?
It's right next to it.
Can I declare a divorce from Vanny?
Yeah, you can disown a car.
Okay.
Absolutely.
But I have to sell it.
No, you can just park it on the street and just kind of, you know,
and just
let,
yell
what
out
happens,
like,
happens.
I don't want it anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's what we do. We take Vanny to a really bad neighborhood.
Yeah.
And we leave the keys in it and have it turned on.
Yeah.
And then we walk away. And then we just, like, bait car.
Here's what we really
never follow up on it.
Here's what we really do. Here's what we really do. PFT did it.
Chainsaw it in half.
No, that's not what we really do.
Studio.
No, that's not what we do. PFT did it on Wednesday with his amp, free plug. Someone needs to hook him up with the amp. Did someone hook you up?
Yeah, I got hooked up with
an
amp.
Okay, someone
hooked me up with headphones.
Someone needs to hook up.
Back Bay
Listen,
Audio.
Listen, we will give so much free advertising.
I'm not going to say the name of the company till the amp arrives, but it starts with an F.
We will give so much free advertising to an auto body shop or any kind of, like, anyone who could pimp out Vanny, bring it back to life. We will be forever in your debt, and we'll just say your name.
Don't say that. We're going to be forever.
We will rename this podcast Your Auto Body Shop. Could you imagine if this one day you wake up and the podcast feed's like Joe's Auto Body?
This is brought to you by DeLuca's Scratch and Dent Collision Repair.
Dude, bring back Vanny Woodhead. Someone, please. You'll tow it. We'll tow it.
And you'll save a life.
Yeah, and you'll
save
a life.
It's like Cars for Kids, except for grown-ups that act like children.
Yes.
Sup, boys, especially PFT, winky face.
Ooh.
Chick, wait, hey. Looking for an answer.
You got it.
I need a bridesmaid entrance song for a wedding I'm in, and I'm thinking Electric Avenue. Any other suggestions for an awkward dancer / person / AWL?
Crazy Bitch.
Danza Kuduro.
That was a joke. But I did see a bride one time in a viral video walking down the aisle to Buck Cherry's Crazy Bitch, and it was very awkward.
That is very awkward.
You can't go wrong with Thunderstruck.
I was going to say Stone Cold's entrance.
Let It Fly.
No one would.
Lil Wayne featuring Travis Scott.
No one would ever.
I haven't heard it yet, but it looks like a good song.
If you're a bride and the glass shatters and you come through that door, chills.
Mm-hmm.
Chills right now just thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. That sounds like a hell of a wedding.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want to be at that wedding?
No, that's
if
great.
If the bride comes out to Stone Cold?
What about Prodigy? Firestarter.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That'd be good.
Wow, I know Firestarter. Oh, Hank, you don't know that?
Wow, I know Firestarter.
The Twisted Firestarter.
Nope.
Okay.
Okay. Sand. # explain it.
Just explain sand? Well, it's silicon.
It's rocks. And it's glass, rock. Too.
There's a lot of glass.
Glass, if you break glass and you find it becomes sand.
Well, that's why they tell you not to bring glass containers to the ocean.
Yeah.
To the beach, because it's like, hey, we got enough.
Yeah,
we
right.
We did it home.
Exactly. Don't bring sand to the beach.
That's
right.
What they say. Yeah.
The world used to be made of just glass.
Mm-hmm.
And then slowly Pangea broke it up.
Actually, I think the real answer is that's what's at the bottom of the ocean. And so waves just, like, they throw out their trash. And they just, you know how we throw plastic bottles and they got that big trash island?
Hank, don't look like that. He's right.
This is the ocean throwing away all its shit trash onto our beautiful land. Yeah. So, like, maybe the ocean should get its house in order before we stop cutting up our styrofoam cups and our plastic rings that go around our six packs.
That's exactly right.
All right, we're going to end
They started it.
We're going to end with this one.
We'll finish it.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
They started it. We'll
that's
finish
right.
it.
Are animal crackers actually cookies or crackers?
They're
I think they're cookies.
Yeah, they're animals. So it's meat.
They're crackers.
No, animal crackers are cookies.
But
they're sweet.
Crackers.
But they're sweet.
They're not savory. They're sweet.
I would agree with Big Cat. I think that
they're definitely a cookie.
You know what?
They're a shitty cookie and a great cracker.
I was going to say, I'm not willing to just like cast the cookie label on them because they aren't good.
No, they're the worst cookie but the best cracker.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on how you look at it.
I'm just going to say that they're meat. They're steaks.
Yeah. I love animal crackers. We should.
You just got done saying that they're shit, that they're the worst
cookie. Well, they're the best cracker.
It's healthy.
But, okay, if it's a cracker, would you put a salty, savory spread onto it?
Yeah, sure.
Would you dip animal cracker into buffalo chicken dip?
Yeah.
All right, that's true.
I mean, like, yeah, what?
Yeah.
What?
Buffalo chicken dip is so good.
Hell yeah.
I would eat chew leather off it.
Okay, so we need someone to fix Vanny, get PFT a new amp, get Hank new headphones, and also send us a bunch of animal crackers.
No, please don't send us
a bunch of animal crackers.
I'd say that I would rather have, and we do have,
no,
three
I want
boxes
the, nope,
of fortune
no,
cookies.
No, I want the animal. No, they're gone. They just
the mice ate them all?
The pile is back, by the way.
Yeah.
The pile is all the way back. Yeah,
PFT's desk is way worse than the pile ever was.
I walk in the middle of the office and I take a look at it and I just laugh out loud because it is. He doesn't have anywhere
It's like the underground from Stranger Things. It just gets bigger and bigger.
I have to jump into my seat because the pile is around the chair at the bottom.
PFT and I also are in this like...
I'm going to get hurt. I almost broke my ankle getting into my chair.
PFT and I are in this silent battle, both on the floor and at our desk level, of like slowly just inching the shit back and forth. Like if I get in before him, I'll just give... I won't push shit onto his desk. I'll just give it a nudge, and then when I leave, he'll give it a nudge. And it just goes back and forth. The pendulum is always swinging. Mm-hmm. So we could clean up, but that would make us lose.
We're moving soon.
That's true.
Somebody told me cluttered desk, cluttered mind. I think that's bullshit.
That's Albert Einstein.
I get inspired by looking at the random things on my desk.
Well, no.
I have a big butcher's knife on my desk, which I used to open up a can of fake dip today.
Yeah.
Almost cut my hand wide open about six times trying to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But that's living, baby.
Listen,
I'm on the edge.
Cluttered desk, cluttered mind. What you say to people back is, so then what does a clean desk mean?
Mm.
Your mind is empty. You got nothing in your brain, bro. Mm-hmm. You got nothing. We got all kinds of stuff in our brain. We got shirts. We got weird shit.
Sometimes it takes some sorting through, but you know what? That is the spice of life right there.
I have like $150 in cash on my desk in all small bills, like $1 bills.
Mm-hmm.
Just like because I just throw it out there and it's a mess.
I honestly think I have, at the moment, probably 11 t-shirts on my desk.
Yeah,
there's also like 700 NFL helmets because we keep losing one helmet and then we order 32 more. So there's at least 95 NFL team helmets.
Dude, you need the full set. All right, that's our show.
Love you guys.
Shying away, I'll be coming for your love, okay?